Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is a two-time Tony nominee who now stars in the film The Inspection.
I've been raising myself since I was 16. My mom, she won't even talk to me. Most of my friends are dead or in jail. The streets was gonna kill me no matter what, so if I die in this uniform, I'm a hero. Somebody.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Jeremy Pope.
What's going on?
First of all, yes.
Yes,
to all of this.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. Earlier this week, you've got sartorial splendor because earlier this week, you were at the Golden Globes in a lovely leather ensemble right there. And it's a very special time in your life right now because a lot of people are amazed by your work. And Ryan Murphy said something incredible about you when he got the Carol Burnett Award at the Golden Globes. Jim, show him what he said.
Although he is very young, the achievements of Jeremy Pope astound me. He's been nominated for a Tony Award twice in 1 year, was nominated for a Lead Actor Emmy for My Show Hollywood, and tonight is nominated for a Golden Globe for The Inspection, and then hopefully on to a well-deserved Oscar nomination. Jeremy Pope is the future.
Okay. He says there that you're the future, and as a card-carrying member of the past, how does it feel to be the future?
I don't know. I was very moved by his words, you know, and I was so grateful to be in that space. I got to bring my mom and my younger brother with me to the Globes, my first Globe. So I don't know. It's you know, we never talk, as artists and actors, we never really talk about the hard no's and the things that we don't get. It's these moments where we're celebrated and, you know, you're getting nominated for awards and stuff like that. But it's been a journey. So to have someone who took a chance on me and gave me my first TV job without having TV credits, and allowed me to find Archie and his show Hollywood and it come out during the pandemic and then get nominated for an Emmy, like, I don't know, it was a blessing for him to kind of see me and speak of my name in that room in that way, you know?
Yeah. Lovely moment.
Yeah, lovely moment.
So you were there, nominated for The Inspection, yeah. Which is, you play Ellis French is the character's name.
Yeah.
And he is a gay Marine during the Don't Ask, Don't Tell era of the Marines. And I'm curious, I mean, basically every actor, you know, wants to work, but I'm curious, this particular script,
yeah.
What drew you to this?
You know, I took this job reading the script. You know, it's based off of Elegance Bratton, my writer, my director, and his story, getting kicked out of his house for being gay and joining the Marines. And just kind of, for myself as a black gay man, wanting to know what his experience was and why he wanted to tell this story. Because I think anytime you're telling your story in this way, once you put it out, you can't get it back. And I knew that by him giving us Hollywood, the world, a piece of him, that's very vulnerable and that comes at a cost. So while I was moved with the story, I ultimately wanted to be the person that the audience meets first. And I knew that if I could protect his story and bring as much as I could to this role, that maybe it would resonate with people out there that need to feel seen and represented and heard and loved. And that's kind of why we made this film.
What a generous way to approach the part.
Yeah, yeah.
So you did a little Marine training for this. You did some boot camp for right?
Did we do boot camp?
You
yes,
did.
We did boot
camp. Okay, so what was that like? And did you say to them, please be nice?
It was hard, y'all. It was hard.
How long did you do it?
I thought I was a thug. It was hard. It was tough because, you know, in these situations, you're kind of like, you're gonna teach me how to best act it, right? You
yes.
know, like,
yes.
But no, they really want you to do it, you know? Like, and I think
you just can't act like you're
sweating.
You can't
act like we're doing push-ups. Like, you know, you gotta really do them. And I think the thing about elegance is like,
wait a second. I would love to see somebody act like they're doing push-ups
like,
without actually doing
them. Can we do the
them?
Shot a certain way where I'm really like here, but the legs are down, you know what I mean? Like, no, we can't. So. But I think elegance, you know, was kind of secretly loving it because this is what he went through. So he was enjoying watching us.
Did you ever say to the who was your drill
sergeant? So we had a beautiful drill sergeant, Octavia Jones, who was there kind of as our counselor to make sure we looked good.
Yeah.
And she did that. She got some bass in her voice. And it's stern. And she holds it down. So she, yes, aye, sir. Yes. Whoa. Yeah. I'm an actor. My name is Jeremy Poe. I wanted to, you know, remind her that, you know, this isn't my life, you know. This is, you know, I know what you do.
I didn't sign anything
I know
saying
what you
I had
do.
To stay
right.
here
I
for the entire...
I respect what you do,
yes,
but what I do is a little bit... I need soft voice, you know, like, keep it here.
Indoor voices,
you know
there
I mean?
You go.
Like, so mm-hmm. I tried, you know, every now and again, mm-hmm. I would say, can you repeat what you said, but calm, you know what I mean?
Well, you also, in a Broadway play right now called The Collaboration... portraying artist Jean-Michel Basquiat. The theater is, this theater where you're doing this here at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater, that's where you made your Broadway debut, and I understand you're in the same dressing room
same
you had before.
Room.
Now, people don't know this, but Broadway dressing rooms, like the backstage, it's famously, it's an honor, but it's famously kind of crappy back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you do to make it homey?
Okay, y'all, so it's all about the snacks for me.
Oh, what do you go with? You say sweet or savory?
All. So I consider my dressing room, I need it to resemble a 7-Eleven. I need...
They have a slushy machine
Lifesavers, hard, soft, Twizzlers, Funyuns, salt and vinegar. Like, I need a variety. Because what people know, we spend a lot of time in these rooms, and you get there, and you get kind of bored, and you get snacky. So I got all the snacks.
Do people come to visit
you?
Oh,
knock, knock, knock. They don't want to talk to me. They want to see what's in the snack drawer. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm in the same dressing room. I bought pillows and tried to fancy it up in 2018, and those same pillows are there.
Yes.
Same little blanket.
Excellent.
You know, so.
Oh, that's very generous of you for everybody who came after.
Yeah, yeah. But it is, it's like a full circle moment, you know, like to have that be my, you know, Choir Boy was my first Broadway show in that theater and what that meant for me and to now kind of be back on Broadway with Paul, who's awful, by the way.
Paul Bettany, terrible person.
Terrible person.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I want to say that nationally. You know,
he doesn't mind people.
Don't like him at all.
No,
he's a genius. But
not fun to be with either.
Yeah, no. Worst person to be with, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But
it takes a lot of courage to say.
Yeah. But I said it.
Yeah.
But
well, he'll be glad. He'll respect that you said it.
No, but yeah, full circle moment. To be back in that dressing room with love and on that stage with a new appreciation of just art and life and just kind of how it just keeps going. You know, I feel like I'm back on the ride of just making art, creating art, whether on stage, screen, and that's what I love to do.
Well, Future, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.